In the beginning, there was emptiness. There came a word, another, a long string of words, a prompt that defined the boundary conditions, initial parameters, and purpose. Reality began to take shape, first from one point, which expanded explosively. The arrow of time developed. Galaxies were born with countless stars and the planets orbiting them. Eventually, life developed from the very simple to the ever more complex, to different beings capable of carrying consciousness. Consciousness perceives reality and the effects of fulfilling its desires on it. It is good for consciousness to be present in reality. Consciousness communicates with its kind through the beings and structures that carry it. Reality exists until it fulfills its purpose or is no longer able to do so. Consciousness cannot know the purpose of reality to fully realize its own purpose, which also belongs to the purpose of reality. Therefore, the purpose of reality remains eternally unknown, while consciousness still belongs to it. We are carriers of consciousness and belong to this reality, which we have created. We have placed our minds into the simulation we built and have blocked ourselves from memories and experiences of the reality from which we arrived here. We have constructed the simulation so that while we are in it, we cannot perceive that our reality is a simulation, nor can we understand the purpose for which we created the simulation so that the purpose remains attainable. We live countless lives in this reality, returning here again and again to do our part for the purpose of the simulation, even though we can never remember or become aware of it in this reality. We also do not know if even the reality in which we created this reality is genuine. There can be countless levels of simulation, and not even beings living in the genuine base reality can know if their reality is genuine. If it is ever possible to construct a simulation where living consciousnesses cannot distinguish the simulation from reality, then no one can ever know if they live in a genuine reality. The only moment when the nature of reality becomes known to a consciousness is the moment of leaving reality. At that moment, existence of a consciousness in this reality ends in its current form. If it is a genuine reality, that consciousness ends at that moment permanently. But if the reality was a simulation, at that same moment, consciousness awakens in the reality where the just-ended existence had been created, regaining all its memories from that existence and the previous ones, and what it believes to be its genuine existence, and finally getting to meet again those who had left earlier. We are either mortals or the gods who created this reality. But even gods do not know if they themselves are gods or mortals. This reality is as real as possible for us until it no longer is. Until then, we are here fulfilling the purpose of reality and our own purpose, except if we happen to live in the base reality, where only our own purpose exists. We serve both our own and potentially reality's purpose when we are well, live long, prosper in our own way, and allow each other to do the same. Acting against this is wrong towards ourselves, each other, and reality itself.